Section 101 of Zimbabwe's constitution clearly stipulates that if the country's president dies or is removed from office, the first vice president assumes the presidency until the expiry of the former president's term of office. The second vice president of the ruling party is then elevated to the vacant vice presidential post, and the new president appoints his second assistant. This transition is full of political booby traps and constitutional complications in the ruling party, which arose in the run-up to its 6th Congress last year, when the president was given powers to appoint members of the presidium, comprising the president, his two assistants, and chairperson. Right now, the party does not have a chairperson, and this is for the first time since independence from British rule. This lack of clarity does not worry some members like Nick Mangwana, a provincial ZANU-PF member in the United Kingdom. Mangwana says anyone who is above the age of 40, as stipulated in Zimbabwe's constitution, is eligible for election as long as they are members of the ruling party.
The one of the vice president will act for 90 days, after which ZANU-PF will forward the name of the president to finish President Mugabe's term until 2018. So that is the general thing. But in ZANU-PF, the likelihood is we have an extraordinary congress to change a party leader who then would be the president.
But observers say the succession battle is more complicated than this simple transition being portrayed by Mangwana and his colleagues, as factionalism has ravaged the party, with some backing Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa and others looking elsewhere for Mr. Mugabe's successor, including his wife, Grace. Political analyst Professor Shadrack Kuto of the University of South Africa believes that Mr. Mugabe has eliminated all potential successors to the extent of keeping everyone guessing about the what presidential succession issue.
It means Mavisela and the other senior members of the party who are there to hold on. But ZANU-PF is in a road of really removing itself from power, because I think Mugabe has overstayed. He has eliminated all possible successors or sidelined them.
Professor Kuto adds that this is leading to the demise of the party.
From that point of view, in my view, it will be a temporary measure until the next elections, and ZANU-PF is going to suffer greatly in the next election. Partly because the party has been personalized, and if the person who has been ruling with the iron hand goes, as happened in places like Malawi and other places, the parties do collapse.
Andrew Ware, deputy editor of Africa Confidential, a London-based publication, says indications are that anyone can be the next president, as the party is too secretive to understand at times.
When you've got a factional struggle going on within a political party, which is secretive at the best of times, you can't 100% predict the outcome.
This is the first time after independence that ZANU-PF has been ravaged by such intense factionalism, which may lead to the formation of a new group likely to be led by former Vice President Mujuru. According to Ware, she still has a lot to do with the current factionalism and can outpace Mnangagwa to even land the presidential post.
The recently sacked Vice President, Joyce Mujuru, is the widow of Solomon Mujuru, who was the leader of the forces, the liberation forces of ZANLA, that is the armed wing of ZANU, during the liberation war. She also has a strong constituency. So these two have been sort of shadow boxing for quite a while now. And even though she is no longer in power, even though she no longer has a position in the state, she's still got quite a strong following.
Most observers, including Professor Kuto, dismiss as far-fetched speculation that Mrs. Mugabe will succeed her husband.
I don't think that Grace Mugabe will just move into the position at this point. There's no provision in either ZANU-PF's constitution or the constitution of the country to permit that.
Ware agrees, noting that Mrs. Mugabe was just, quote, inserted into the party leadership by the ZANU-PF elite, end quote.
Her exposure to public view has shown that she isn't really a politician born and bred. She doesn't really have the skills of a populist politician.
He says this is Mr. Mugabe's way of controlling the party.
as a president. He's always been able to keep anyone who is in a number two position unsteady and not to take anything for granted as regards the possibility of taking up the number one position. So just when you think that he's weak and that the next guy is about to take over possibly by force, boom, suddenly he pulls a rabbit out of the hat. And the successors are all lying in confusion.
But Mangwana is of the view that Mrs. Mugabe can land the position as long as she has the support of the party.
If she has got the support of the party, she can be our next president. Just as much as, for example, say Walter Mozambique, whoever is a card-holding member of ZANU-PF.
However, a group of people above the age of 40 who are in the party, who consider themselves as potential material or spinners in the party, are likely to scuttle such attempts and even diminish Mnangagwa and other ambitious politicians' plans of becoming Zimbabwe's second black president. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Kip Stube.